Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host Scott Patton, along with the master of minerals, Martin Patella. Hey Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
Doing great, feeling mineralized all the way to the tip of my nose.
Well, as you can guess, everybody, our topic today is minerals and how important they are to your overall health. And in particular, Martin, we wanted to talk about a mineral that everybody knows about, everybody eats more of probably than they should, but unfortunately, in our hyper-processed, sterile environment, we've done a disservice to this particular mineral, which is vital to healthy cells and a healthy body and having a lot of vitality in your life.
Gosh, you said it so well. the way I think of it to myself is that the quality of the electrolytes in your cell is dictated by the mineralization that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And the electric properties of the electrolyte, or I should say it differently, the electrolyte dictates how well the electric exchanges will function. So if you have a very low content of minerals in your body, you will be very fragile. The electric transactions will be at a much lower voltage, so you will glow at a very low kind of a rate. You know, same way as the light bulbs in your dining room. If you turn down the rheostats, they
yep.
are kind of murky, whereas when you turn up the voltage, it all glows brighter.
Well, and you see, when I turn down the lights, I think of it as really romantic, right? But if the lights are down low and it's really romantic and I don't have any energy in my body and I fall asleep, I guess that defeats the purpose of the romantic environment
yeah.
that I tried to create.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's something different. I wanted to give you an example of a person that enters the room and it's like something just lit up.
Yes.
As opposed to these pasty, skin, green-faced, just about ready to keel over and die people.
Mm. And, of course, the mineral we're talking about specifically here is sodium or salt.
Oh, you want to jump straight to sodium. Okay, well, why not? Salt is one of the least appreciated, or rather, I would say differently. It's lately been tarnished with this witch hunt of salt causes high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
which is almost 100% wrong.
Oh, okay. That surprises me to hear you say that. I thought it had a lot to do with it.
Well, actually, the way it works in your human body is that when you're stressed, you get this hormone released by your adrenals called cortisol, and cortisol inhibits the excretion of sodium. It hangs on to it.
So then you get high salt in your body.
Then you get high sodium in your body, and then you have high blood pressure because of that.
Mm.
So there are two ways to get rid of the problem. One is to eat less salt, the other one is to relax.
Right. Okay. And of course, with our high-stressed lifestyles, the stock market dropping like crazy, house prices dropping, foreclosures going up, billion-dollar bailouts, trillion-dollar bailouts, all these good things makes for a very relaxing environment for us to all live in, right?
Well, I understand the inputs, but you know, the number of inputs doesn't change. You can get excited about birds flying into your living room window, you know.
Hmm.
It can scare you every bit as bad as some news coming on the television.
Right. So
it's not what happens, it's how you react to it.
Mm.
So I would recommend that you just get yourself a bucket of magnesium salts and retire into your bathroom for a 25-minute soak. That's going to relax you and undo all of these effects of stress and and allow you to get rid of the sodium that you have been retaining, and your blood pressure will normalize.
Mm. So when we're talking about salt, I actually thought we were going to be talking more about sodium chloride or the table salt, but magnesium
as we should. No, as we should. No, no, so let's stay on that.
Yeah, but magnesium salts are a type of salts too, right? I mean, because here's the thing. I grew up, as you know, I spent 20 years selling groceries in grocery stores all across the country, and the only salt I ever saw was this white powdered salt table salt, right? And one of the things that you've taught me is that there's many different types of salts, and I just think, wow, it's just amazing to me. And then when you said the magnesium salts, it was like, yeah, like there's another salt, right?
Yes. Well, it all starts with seawater, if you will. You know, in seawater you have dissolved ions of these different salts, like sodium chloride. There's the loose ion of sodium and loose ions of chlorine, or chloride, or magnesium chloride, which we use for our bath salts.
Yeah,
they're like cousins, really. You know, mm-hmm. They both use the chloride on the acidic end, and they use the either sodium or magnesium on the alkaline end of the.
So, are there other salts?
Well,
I'm just asking that now because I'm curious, because I never really thought of it before until you mentioned the magnesium ones, right?
Sure. Well, common salt would be Epsom salt, which is magnesium sulfate. That would use the sulfuric acid as the acid that will leach the magnesium, or, you know, react with the magnesium. And then, of course, potassium salts like potassium chloride or potassium iodide. Well, you know, there's this list of important minerals that all are involved in our bodies.
Okay.
And there are two types. There's the macro minerals and trace minerals. And when we talk about salts, they always involve the macro minerals.
And
they would involve calcium and magnesium. Those two are involved in the sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system. And then you have sodium and potassium, and those two are involved in the, it's called the sodium-potassium pump. They are involved in the transport of everything into and out of cells at the cellular level.
Okay.
And then you have phosphorus and sulfur, which are the, medium quantity. They are involved in cellular structure building. And chlorine, or chloride, which is usually involved as a as the other side of the equation. You know, like when you talk about salts, salt is always a result of a reaction of an alkali and an acid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, hydrochloric acid, also known as the muriatic acid, is that which you will produce in your stomach to digest food with.
Yep.
And that's the HCl. So if you react HCl with a mineral such as sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, you will end up with sodium chloride, NaCl, and on the other side, water and carbon dioxide.
Hmm. Cool.
Really simple stuff, right?
Yeah.
Building blocks of life.
Cool.
So what's involved here is that these basic minerals, which are found in seawater, are important for all of the life processes. For instance, you know, the calcium will be important for bone building and muscle function. You know, like all contractions. Every time something shortens, calcium was involved.
Okay.
The opposite was the magnesium. It's the relaxation. It just, you know, every time something, like if you visualize your heart, every heartbeat, the muscle shortens, that's a calcium-initiated transaction, then it has to relax. That's a magnesium-initiated transaction.
Mm. So on a simplistic level, that just tells you the importance of magnesium, because it's half of your heart working properly.
That's right. Or every muscle, if you want to you know, lift anything, you have to contract the muscle. But if you want to move your arm back into the other position, you need to relax that muscle.
Right.
So that's that. Sodium, that's cell life, the waste removal, because it's the sodium pump. Without that, it just doesn't work.
So all the stuff that happens inside your cell would stay there, all the waste and everything else, if we didn't have sodium to help pull it out.
That's correct. Yes. Or also, it wouldn't allow for the nutrients to come in.
Right.
So we're just describing these different transactions, all of the important minerals are required for. These minerals came or were present in seawater, and so all life on Earth that's somehow related to seawater, which most everything is dependent on all these ions. And we have to have proper ratios of all of these in our bodies. And if we don't, we're in trouble. So if we're, for instance, I'll just quote a recent case, a marathon runner, female, drank a lot of water. She just wanted to keep herself properly hydrated. At the end of the run, she collapsed and died. She drank so much water, she lowered her potassium levels to a point where she just caused a heart arrhythmia and died. So you could drink yourself to death. You know, when I was a worker, you know, in my 20s, working physically and sweating lots, it was absolutely necessary for me to take salt, or else I would be getting cramps. All of us guys were having to take salt because we were sweating. I mean, we were encrusted in salt at the end of the day. You could see it all over our bodies.
Right, right.
Anybody who's a serious athlete, you know, like workouts, that sweats has to take extra salt. And this is where you were making an excellent point about the salt intake.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do that, or else. And it needs to be whole salt, not refined salt.
And that's the interesting thing, because I always thought, like, salt was salt was salt, right? And as I'm learning, that's not at all the case.
Yeah, natural whole as opposed to man-made refined.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the funniest thing, you know, when you refine salt, you end up with sodium chloride, which is really a byproduct of extracting all the desired things.
Right.
So, even though they package it as pure salt, what they're really giving you is the poor salt.
Right. Because they're taking out all the stuff that you need to make it really work well, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to remind my our listeners that in our podcasts we do offer discounts for the patience of putting up with us talking, right?
Yes.
So I'd like to give a discount on all minerals today. So if you're going to hang in with us to the end of the show, you'll hear a comment. You'll hear a coupon that's going to give you a discount on all minerals. So hang in there.
Wonderful. That's going to be great.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of minerals people need.
Absolutely. And we actually have a lot of mineral supplements. You know, we have the trace minerals as well as the major minerals. You know, one of my favorite products is the MMP C Vitality, where this product is made with the bitterns. Bitterns is what's left over after you remove sodium chloride from the brine in the sea.
Okay.
So that's essentially everything else that should be in sea salt but isn't.
Oh, okay.
Right. They call it the bitterns. And all you need to do is just add a pinch of that to your drinking water or to your smoothies or something like that. And it supplements all of the necessary trace minerals.
Hmm.
Okay, so Scott, if you... if you wanted to sort of know something important about minerals, what sort of questions would you be even asking?
Well, first of all, why do I want the minerals? And I think we've covered that. And what are they for? We've covered a lot of that. And how does it work?
Oh, yeah. Well, how does it work? That would get fairly scientific. You know, depends just how detailed you want it. I think at this level of expertise that we're covering here, all we need to tell people is that minerals get into your body typically with your food and your drink. You know, you're drinking water that has got some hardness to it, so there will be some calcium or sodium, potassium, something like that in the minerals in your water. But more importantly, there will be minerals in the food that you eat, because foods are growing in fields, in soil, from which these plants extract the minerals. And here's where we get into trouble, because our fields have been used in the practice of industrial agriculture for the last close to 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
The use of the NPK fertilizer, and as in nitrogen, P as in phosphorus, and K as in potassium, they have pushed the soils to grow plants quickly, but without adding all of the other things that are necessary. So, for instance, calcium, magnesium get sidelined, or sulfur gets sidelined in this exchange.
Right, right.
And the trace minerals, they get completely forgotten. And, for instance, if you don't have enough selenium, which is an immune stimulant and free radical preventer, you will have trouble. Like dandruff. You heard about dandruff, right?
Yeah.
The most common cause of dandruff is a deficiency of selenium and vitamin E.
Oh.
Do they tell you that?
No.
No?
No, they tell you to use Head and Shoulders.
Right, which is a zinc oxide-based, shall I say, topical treatment that will prevent the flaking of the skin, but will do nothing for the cause. They just simply try and stop the flaking of it.
Right, right.
Yeah. Or if you don't have enough molybdenum, you know, well, molybdenum is engaged in the as a catalyst to trigger enzyme function and protein assembly. You know, if there's not enough trace molybdenum in your food, you're in trouble. You will get dysbiosis in the gut, you know, the leaky gut type of problems. You will have pains, aches, every, you know, that the problem associated with aging.
Mm-hmm.
You start taking molybdenum in proper dosage and a lot of this pain stuff goes away. Or chromium, right? Chromium is involved in sugar metabolism. If you don't get enough chromium, you end up with either hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia. You will have these swings of blood sugar levels that will cause you to, at some point, be just totally hyper, bouncing off the walls, and in another moment crashing and practically blacking out from feeling tired, falling asleep at, you know, mid-afternoon from just having no energy or no sugar in your bloodstream.
I thought that was normal.
Well, you know, let's define normal. It certainly is normal for the typical North American industrial society office worker.
Right, right. And if anyone thinks that they're not deficient, there was a study done and of the U.S. population, and they came up with the following percentages that the U.S. population was deficient. Magnesium, 75%. And no wonder we talk about, you know, magnesium and magnesium salts and baths all the time. Iron, 58%. Copper, 81%. Manganese, 50%. Chromium, 50%. Zinc, 67%. And, I mean, that's just...
It's astounding, right?
It's astounding. It's just absolutely incredible that we could be so deficient in a society that is so obese. You know? It's not that we don't have stuff.
Part of the problem.
Yeah, it's not that we don't have something to stick in our mouths. It's that we don't have the right things to stick in our mouths, I think.
That is correct, yeah. Deficient foods. They look good on the outside, but they're deficient on the inside. It's sort of like the model on the cover of Vogue, you know, or some other high fashion magazine.
Right.
She looks gorgeous. She's been airbrushed and made up and hair-dried and polished and whatever. But
not real.
You know, it looks great, but you couldn't possibly have her as mother of your children.
Right.
You know, it's useless as a I don't know what you'd call it. Useless as a life partner. But it sure looks good. similarly with the
you destroyed every man's fantasy.
Well, no, a fantasy's okay. I can fantasize about the picture of the apple that is all polished and wonderful on the outside, but are the minerals in there?
Right.
Yeah. Therein lies my trouble. Scott, you destroy me.
I have a one-track mind. I know. But I also want to make sure that we talk about sodium, because if sodium, like white sugar, like white flour, like tap water, or the water that runs down the river by your home, is not what we should be doing, but we need to get salts in our body, which there's a problem there.
Yes. Yeah, so what do we do, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Whole salt. It's either the gray sea salt, like Celtic salt, or whole crystallized salt, like Himalayan salt, or real salt, or something like that. And, at Life Enthusiast, we have chosen the Himalayan salt because it's something that's been in the ground for 250 million years. So
wow.
It's guaranteed pre-industrial. It's, unlike the freshly harvested sea salt, where you may now get a bit of pollution from the rivers bringing in the industrial and sewer garbage or the shipping accidents that will spill some petroleum problems. We've got...
So what you're saying is the Himalayan salts are pure?
They are definitely pure. Yeah.
Cool.
And yet whole, right?
Pure
whole salt.
Pure and whole.
Yes.
And you would just you would just take it like you would take table salt, or
yes, we have it available in fine ground, so that means you can just put it into a salt shaker and use it. Although it salts a little more intensely than what you would expect, by about a third, so you get to use less of it rather than more of it.
Okay, well that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, it tastes much more intense when you start salting your food with it. Everything will start tasting so much better.
Very cool.
Yes. Are we ready for the coupons, Scott?
I think so. The only other question I had was, because we've talked about magnesium salts and how... or magnesium, and how if you get magnesium salt, you're better off having a salt bath and getting it in that way versus taking it orally, because if you take the amount of magnesium you may need orally, it's just going to cause things to flow through your body a little quicker than you might want. So I'm just wondering, would adding the sea salt or the Himalayan salt to a bath be a good idea?
It would, absolutely. Yes, there are many people who do the full salt bath. The interesting thing is this. You need to create a saline solution that's similar to what your amniotic fluid would be. You know, the solution in the womb?
Okay.
Which is actually a 0.9% solution. So that means that you need to, in a typical tub of about 25 gallons, you need to use about two or so pounds of salt. Or, if you want to say it metric, about a kilo of salt for 100 liters of water.
Okay.
Which is quite a bit. Most people are used to using less, but you need to actually use this much of the salt, you know, like the Himalayan bath salt, to create the osmotic pressure that is going to start pulling the toxins out of your body.
So in a typical bathtub, how many, would that be a cup of salt, pardon me, or a handful of salt, or?
Oh, quite a bit. No, it's that whole 1 kilo bag, you know.
It's two
full hands would hold it. It's a big pile of salt.
Okay.
I would say it's like about 3 cups, maybe 4. Anyway, it's that whole 1 kilogram box that we sell. For one salt. The good thing is that you can share it with as many people as you want, because salt is self-sterile, so you don't need to worry about the toxins coming into your body. They will be only coming out.
So you could share your bath.
Yeah, in the same way as you would share it, a hot tub with other people, right?
Right.
I mean, it's no better or worse than that.
Right. Well, and I was looking at one of the other articles on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, and I just wanted to mention this, because oftentimes I think if we know what some of the symptoms are, we can, or results are of not having something, it gives us a little bit of an insight. And it says, I'll just read this one paragraph. Low sodium intake may lead to many problems. Poor digestion from low chlorine leading to low stomach acid. Poor muscle tone and strength. Muscle cramping, poor self-confidence, depression, poor thinking ability. So I think it's a,
yes.
You know, when I think of just those sort of things, I think, wow, like how many of my friends, you know, complain about their digestion isn't very good, or they haven't
attacked.
Yeah,
this famous heart burn, or GERD, gastroesophageal reflex disorder.
Acid reflex?
Yeah, that. That is more often than not caused by lack of salt in people's diets. Salt deficiency, yep.
Lack of good salt.
Well, if you take just refined salt, you end up with the sodium toxicity. If you take whole salt, less so.
Right.
I mean, some salt is better than no salt. I don't know if you remember the old European children's story. I think it was titled Salt Above Gold or something, or...
Okay. No, I don't, but I remember...
There are some stories where a king asks his 3 daughters to give him some gifts, and the first one gives him something made of gold, and the other one gives him something made with precious stones and silver, and the third one brings him some salt. And he casts the young one, the one that gave him salt, into some kind of a purgatory or whatever, casts her away as, you have insulted me with, pun intended, salt.
Insulted me.
Anyway, so as a rebound, the king gets to live without each one of these 3 gifts for some period of time. I forget if it was a month or a year or whatever. Anyway, in no time, on his sick bed, he's begging for his number 3 daughter to please forgive him, because he has now realized what a precious gift salt was.
That's great.
Yeah, so if you try to live without salt, you will end up in a lot of trouble very quickly.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And poor thinking ability. Okay, dear listeners, if you're feeling muddle-headed, please take the advice. Himalayan salt is good for you.
That's right. And where can we get some Himalayan salt, Martin?
Oh, the www.life-enthusiast.com. And you have the categories there, shop by products, and we have the categories of minerals, and there are a number of categories. The code that will get you your 10% off for listening here is MIN42. So that's MIN for minerals, 42.
Wonderful. And that gets you 10% off any purchases that you make.
That's right. And the categories included are all of the mineral categories.
Wonderful. And I would totally recommend that you spend that on the Himalayan crystal salts, because that's just an amazing salt product.
Indeed. So I'd like to just thank all of you to for your time and for listening. If you want to talk to us on the phone, dial 1-866-543-3388. Or listen to more podcasts at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. Or come back to the website, life-enthusiast.com. I'd like to close it up for today. This is Martin. And Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Bye-bye, everybody.